You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
It's profiteering fracking bastards and mountaintop removal blasting demolition jackasses doing it.
Yeah, what was it? Wasn't it like 8,000, 9,000 just, you know, from the fracking? It was an increase of, 500% or something like that along those lines. You know, in Pennsylvania and these other places, and I don't know about you, but I don't need my drinking tap water being able to set on fire. I don't need that.
No, and it doesn't even have to catch on fire to be toxic.
No.
We've got a beautiful well here. We can't drink from it. We've got instead a $100 water bill every month. And the same obtains all over Appalachia. We done brung you the city water. Ain't that nice? No, I liked my well. Oh, we're sorry. That done got poisoned. You can't use that no more. But. By the way, Michael has awarded you tonight's toaster.
Oh.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be smart to use the energy that's cooling you off to heat you up? He says, there's a zen-like brilliance to that. No? Toaster!
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's isn't that how it is? I mean, isn't that how nature works? Isn't that, how... I don't know, maybe people need to watch more David Attenborough. He's narrating all the time in my head, so I can definitely recommend it. It's not a bad thing, have David Attenborough as a voice in your head. Just narrating, look at this, isn't that fascinating? All the things that David Attenborough, he's one of the...
Has he done Jersey Shore?
In my mind, yes. You just have to hear his voice. You watch the Clever Monkey documentary that he did. That's a very excellent documentary. And then Jersey Shore is like Clever Monkeys too.
Somewhere out there, there is somebody who is about to embark on a video project of layering the Clever Monkey audio over Jersey Shore, and it's going to be your fault, Albert.
It has to be done.
These little things we whisper into the universe, we've got to be cognizant of them.
It'll be one of the best things the Internet's ever done to this point, if they do that. I mean, it's brilliant. He needs to do it really, for real. It really is. It's that vital. My children are not quite there yet, but they're getting there. A few more years, maybe.
I remember when a brilliant radio guy in Cincinnati once did a bit in which he suggested that what was then the Cincinnati Reds broadcast team of Marty Brenneman and Joe Nuxall could be replaced by a monkey and a dog, and proved it, and it worked. It may have actually been better baseball radio commentary.
Hey,
I mean, you know what it's a long fly ball sounds like in human. Well, it sounds the same in monkey and dog. Right, and when the shortstop boots the easy ground ball,
I'm telling you, it's almost like it's on. Did you check that thing from The Onion? I know I'm bugging.
Yeah, I did. I was ruined.
You loved it. How do you not love the Earth from wind power flying off into space?
Well, the funniest thing about that is that it was passed around by the friends of Cole as reality.
They ruin everything. They ruin water and air and comedy. They're terrible. I can't stand these people. Are you for real?
No, really, they did. I'm not kidding you. The friends of Cole took that windmills will make Earth fly off in its axis into loose space, onion piece, and said that it was reality. With a real ballyhooed kind of "see, we told you so" approach. Don Blankenship was right all along. All these windmills are going to just zoom us off into space and we'll freeze to death in the cold just like the tree huggers want us to.
Did you really think it was a real time machine? You're stupid. If there's no time machine, how are you going to get any money? Huh?
Huh?
I mean, come on, people. What's wrong with you coal freaks? Get out of them holes in the ground. It's sucking your brains out. I know. See, that's the thing. That's what's actually one of the funny things about The Onion, is how real they really try.
Oh, absolutely. Man, passionate defender of constitution that exists only in his own imagination. That's not satire. That's brilliant commentary on reality.
They've really grown into something I think we all can be proud of. I mean, you know, they've just been getting better and better and better, and just, yeah, it's like the new National Lampoon's times 100. I mean, it just, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's brilliant, and I love it. And, you know, you just sit there and you watch these things, and, I mean, then you got to show your wife South Park, and she's like, did the Scientologists really believe that?
Yes.
The next thing you know,
and then it's the Mormon episode, and yes.
Yeah, this is what they believe. This is really, really what they
believe. Yeah, see, and see, this is so far removed from reality that it's troubling to members of the Horn family. Jim just wrote in and said, "Windmills, are you shitting me?" And no, I'm not kidding. They did. They really, really did, Jim. It's the absolute God's honest truth. And Ray just wrote in and said, "Gladiator." That's the subject line. What Albert does echoes throughout eternity.
Thank you very much. I'm trying. We gotta hit it. We gotta make it go. We're gonna make an echo out there somehow or another. I hope Van's listening today. You know, we definitely need his assistance. Did you, real quick, happened to be another one of my favorite topics of conversation. Sir Richard Branson, the guy with the great, you know, April Fool's jokes of going to the center of the earth, but more realistic jokes of going out into space, and, he's part of the Drug Policy Alliance, which we all know, you know, talking about the drug war and so on and so forth. And he apparently was at the White House, and he asked President Obama for a spliff. Of course, in jest, but I find that just hysterical, because we all know that if there is an issue that he is completely, besides race, it's the drug war. And that's the one issue that people keep asking him over and over and over and over and over. End this drug war. This is ridiculous.
Jesus, did you see this photo of the 94-year-old Mexican lady who was strip searched to find that she was carrying a whole bunch of bricks of weed into Nogales, Mexico, wherever, across the border?
Okay, I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, 94 years old. And, you know, the war on drugs caught her. 94. Yeah, because you just know that, Granny said, what the children need is I need to strap some bricks of pot to my arms and belly and take it to the grandbabies. No.
Yeah.
You know, she was compelled to do that by somebody who said, you know, you won't get to be a 95-year-old if you don't.
Yeah, or your grandchildren won't be 7. Didn't we learn anything in 1929, 1930?
No, actually, we didn't. No, that's booze. God gave us booze.
Yeah, didn't he? I remember that day. And
I remember that day.
I mean, this is where we are, and it's just, you know, this is the beauty of it, is the age we live in. I mean, this age we live in, you know, to sit there and say what I mean, even back when we first started conversing years back, and to talk about this was still kind of like new information to people. And I hope by now, just me saying the little limited times that I do talk about this issue, I hope that people are sick of hearing about it. I really do. I hope you're sick of hearing about it. I hope you're sick and tired of this situation. I hope, you know, whatever kind of, you know, curtains can be pulled back from your eyes that have been pulled back, you see how, it's not just the cartels, but it's also the prison industrial complex. You see how it's the judges and the lawyers and all these other people, these lobbying groups that just love, right? I mean, heck, Haley Barber has, Iranian nuclear, he's lobbying for them, and these people, I mean, they don't care. They're making money every single situation that they possibly can. For what? I don't really know. Because Ali Barber, he ain't got many. I mean, he's got to be on your death pool for the next 5 years, right? At least ten. Haley Barber's in there, ain't he?
How can he not be?
I mean, come on now, look at him. You know, look at him. All right, that's the judge from Pink Floyd the Wall. Look at him. I mean,
yeah, he needs to go swim the Amazon.
He'd probably do it in 22 days. It's ridiculous. Look at him.
Email in from Robert noting, Bob, it's the age of stupid. You know, because...
That's a good documentary.
Yeah, but that's also where we are, you know, with people who believe that the continents drifted apart. 2.5 weeks ago on a Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon. Okay, deluxe toaster, this from Michael, again. They ruin water, air, and comedy. And Michael adds, Bob, send him the one that has the special settings for bagels.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. See, that's what I mean. The other ones I couldn't fit a freaking bagel in. Now this, you know, now I'll be able to have it.
Zircon encrusted, man. Hey, I got to run, Albert. It's a great conversation.
Hey, happy Moron Monday, right, bro? Well, not Moron, not today. We'll do that next week.
Exactly.
Today
was anti-Moranity.
Exactly. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
See ya. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Albert, the sage of southwest Wisconsin. Hey, welcome to the program.
Bob.
Sandra.
Hey, listen, so, you know, I was laughing at that. It's not funny, but that Facebook bought that Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is that apparently as soon as they said they were buying it, you know, you got people, trying to get the hell off the account. You know, they don't want it.
Know they're going to get data mined now for all their worth.
Yeah, but the problem is, what's next? Are they going to buy Twitter? I mean, are there no antitrust laws in operation anymore?
You know, I guess not. I mean,
because, you know, it's sort of the way it's looking is next thing they'll be trying to buy Twitter. You see what I mean?
Because that's the problem. Isn't Twitter still not making any money?
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you look at the sort of grand plan, I mean, if I were Facebook, you know, you want to buy up every social media type platform. I mean, this purchase of Instagram, basically, what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, I just have to get myself ready to revert back to when the internet wasn't so important. You see what I'm saying? Because I can't participate. I think that it's going down a really bad road. I mean, Facebook is kind of horrific. It's not a very nice entity.
No, I don't like it at all. I mean, I hardly even go there. I've got my Twitter account set up so that it posts to Facebook, but I don't go there.
Yeah, well, but it's just, you know, it's disturbing because you have a lot of sort of spinoffs now of smaller social network. I mean, people are sort of recoiling at the size.
Yeah, I'm trying to make myself like LinkedIn, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I just think, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be a really, I don't know. I was just sort of a bit, you know, aghast. I'm like, oh, my God, so now they're just buying up, you know, market share so they can get themselves together for their IPO. But,
well, and ultimately it's the battle royal against Google, isn't it?
I guess, but I don't even care about that. I find that company disturbing, too. And so, you know, once again, we're looking at trying to use this internet, you know, for public discourse when it's owned by private concerns. And you already see what the conflict will be, you know, because I don't really want these entities, you know, using their various algorithms to come up with all sorts of endless profiles to get marketed at. I mean, that's what it comes down to with these companies, whereas we just want to use it to share information and keep track of people and, you know, deal with causes or events or whatever. But, you know, they're doing something completely different because it's a free service.
And, you know, David makes a trenchant observation, David in Tennessee. He says, asking for any restriction on social media, isn't that like asking a buggy whip Congress to moderate the radio?
Well, yeah, but the whole thing is just, I mean, it's just not going, you know, down a very good road because, like I said, Facebook has shown itself to be, you know, a fairly disturbing corporation to me. And it seems like it's just going to be a backdoor for, you know, government plus any corporation who has the money to pay to get at.
Well, and it's so pernicious with these stupid little, you know, I get on my little soapbox every now and then, Sandra, about, I mean, Jesus, it's expanded from Farmville into Cityville.
Yeah, no, but
and mafia wars and castle defense and And every one of those things wants access to everything in your world.
And not only that, but you're already creating free content for them. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Just in general. So they're already monetizing that. Anyway, I don't know. I don't mean to bitch about...
No, but it feels a little like being one of those little in utero thingies getting the life energy sucked out of it in the Matrix.
Yeah, I don't... it's just, you know, when I saw that today, I just thought, oh, what? You know, it just kind of bugged me because it's like, I don't know. You know, where's the antitrust laws? You know, I mean, when does that ever kick in? It's too much. And this other thing that's getting to me, I don't know what's it. I forgot to write it down. It's like Senate Bill. Oh God, what is it? Anyway, it's you know courtesy of my senator Barbara Boxer. You know who she is, right?
Absolutely.
Well, they have some you know on some transportation bill or something that they're forever tinkering with. They're going to make it so that if you owe back taxes, you can't get the fuck out of this country.
I saw that. That's creepy as hell.
Well, you know, I think the threshold is at 50,000, but you know how these things are. I mean, you know, what, basically, I can't believe how rapidly it's, in the last year, it's just become a complete, it's turning into just a police state. Because ever since Occupy, you notice how things have just gone buck, it's crazy? With the strip thing and now this law where they're, you know, 50,000, I'm sure to end up being, if you owe any back taxes, we're going to take your passport.
And, you know, this all stems, it's an authoritarian streak that pops up, Sandra. I remember when I...